Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. Just want to get a couple of announcements out of the way. First of all, we still have plenty of the Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirts. If you don't have one, grab one. They're really, really nice looking shirts. Very, very high quality shirts. Right now we just have the black with the white print. It's very popular with those people who've received it. I've gotten lots of emails telling me that they really like the shirts. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirt. Also, we have some new freebies up at superhumanradio.com. We have a new sponsor to the show, GLC Direct. They make a superb glucosamine chondroitin product. If you go to superhumanradio.com, look for the area that says free stuff. Click the link for GLC 2000, and the company will send you a free sample. And as always, you never pay shipping and handling when you get something free on this show. Okay, so we haven't talked about protocols and breakthroughs in the area of longevity for a few shows, and so today's show we're going to be talking about some interesting information that could actually extend life. And my guest today is a noted scholar, Dr. Bruce Ames. He's a professor. He was a professor of biochemistry and molecular biology at the University of California at Berkeley, and is currently the senior scientist at Children's Hospital in Oakland Research Institute, and also holds the U.S. National Medal of Science. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ames.
Hello.
The reason I wanted to have you on the show originally is pales in comparison to something that you shared with me in a moment. But we're going to start the show first of all with a recent study that was published at the institute there, identifying something called methylene blue, which is a very, very old compound, apparently, that appears to delay cellular senescence and enhances mitochondrial pathways, biochemical pathways. First of all, what exactly is methylene blue?
Well, methylene blue, the aniline dye industry developed in the 1850s in England and in Germany, because before that, dyeing cloth was all natural dyes, which were very expensive.
Right.
And then some Brit figured out a synthetic dye, mauve, and that started this whole dye industry. And the Germans soon took over a lot of it. Anyway, methylene blue was invented at that time because it's a deep blue color. And then it was then tried out as a drug and all sorts of things, and it turned out it was very useful as a drug. So it's been in use as a drug for over 100 years. It's off patent and everything.
And in fact, I think if I recall correctly, when I was in high school, I worked at a pet shop, and I could swear that they used methylene blue to actually give the water the blue color. Now, I could be wrong about that, but
yeah,
I see.
It's used as a dye for people who stain cells. It's used in hospitals when someone comes in with cyanide poisoning. That's the antidote, methylene blue. Or
interesting.
Carbon monoxide poisoning, they give you methylene blue. And some kids get it chronically if they have methemoglobinemia. So it's sort of an oxidized form of a hemoglobin. And so it's been used for 100 years. They know exactly how much is toxic, how much is fine. And we got onto it because I had this terrific postdoc, Hani Yatamna, who's in my lab for many years, and then he became independent, and he had we had been finding substances that make human cells and culture live longer. A primary human cell line goes through a certain number of generations, and then it ages and stops growing. It's still alive, but it stops growing. And we found substances that will make them live longer. And but then he stumbled on this methylene. It was his idea to try this methylene blue, and it was 1,000 times better than anything we'd tried before, and the
wow.
best thing anybody's ever described for making human cells and culture live longer. Very tiny amounts, and it worked beautifully. And he worked out the mechanism. He's no longer here. He's a professor now in Pennsylvania, a new medical school near Scranton. Anyway, so he worked out the mechanism, and it does two interesting things. One, it gets into mitochondria, which are the power plants in the cell, and a lot of people think mitochondrial decay is a key thing in aging. Anyway, it gets into mitochondria and seems to make them better. And then the other thing that one of my postdocs who was on the paper had something to do with is that methylene blue also induces our body's antioxidant defenses. So there are 200 to 250 enzymes that defend you against oxidants. So when you get an oxidant into the body, a little bit of radiation or all sorts of things, you induce these antioxidant defenses that defend you. And this is methylene blue turns out to be a very effective inducer of these.
Wow.
So it does two good things. Anyway, it makes human cells and culture live tremendously long.
Now, I just want to ask you something about that, if you would just indulge me for a moment. We've talked about, and on this show a variety of times and for different reasons, apoptosis, cellular apoptosis or programmed apoptosis. When we talk about cell lines living longer, are we talking about adjusting that apoptosis, or is that something totally different?
Well, there are two kinds of cell death, necrosis and apoptosis. So apoptosis is when a cell commits suicide, and necrosis, if you put a toxin into the body, it'll start killing cells. That's necrosis.
Okay.
And apoptosis is built into cells. If they get too much DNA damage, the signal goes out, kill yourself, so it doesn't become a cancer cell or something. And so then they commit harikari or whatever the equivalent is. Anyway,
right.
They commit suicide. Now, this is different. So when you have human cells in culture, they'll grow till they get old, and then they just level off, and they don't grow anymore, but they're quiescent. They just sit there. They don't, and that's what methylene blue does is allow them to go through more generations before they get old. And and there's a whole literature on methylene blue. Nobody's ever followed up on it because you can't really make any money out of methylene because it's been around for 150 years, and there are millions of patents on it, and you'd be spending the rest of your life in bed with lawyers if you tried to do something. But anyway, so, and Atumna suggested that it should be good against Alzheimer's because it raises complex four in the mitochondria, and one of the things that happens in Alzheimer's disease is complex four goes down. That's a key, one of the complexes in mitochondria. And so, he threw that in the paper, and it might be active against Parkinson's too, but all that has to be tested. But after our paper came out, some British guy published a paper that, in fact, methylene blue really works against Alzheimer's.
It's really?
The best thing anybody tried. And he had a different theory, and we think our theories or Thomas' ideas are probably right that were in our paper. But this was a paper published in the FASB journal in, when was it? It was in 2008.
What was his theory, just out of curiosity?
Oh, well, I forget the details now, but he did something with cells with very high doses of methylene blue. But methylene blue works at incredibly low doses. It's 1 milligram to 2 milligrams per kilo per day is the dose you give to people, and which gives incredibly low levels in the body. And he was working at, we think, unrealistically high levels,
okay.
Where at the low levels, we know what all the things that it does. Anyway, that's a matter for the scientists to hash out.
Yeah.
But methylene blue is cheap, and it's available. And we don't know yet whether it'll make mice live longer, but that's in the works. the National Institute of Aging has a program where they test compounds for you to see if it makes mice live longer. And Tamna and I put in an application to them to test methylene blue, and we gave all the reasons why we thought it was a good bet to try, and they accepted it and are about to test it to see if it makes animals live longer. Dr. Ames,
we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more about methylene blue. I want to talk about what the implications are about the fact that it increases the rate of oxygen consumption. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames about methylene blue and about some other strategies that can actually increase longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Bruce Ames. We're talking about methylene blue right now and the potential for it to either extend life, but clearly it has an effect on the mitochondria, which has been linked to a lot of degenerative diseases, quite frankly, including fibromyalgia. So, what are the implications, Dr. Ames, that that methylene blue increases the rate of oxygen consumption in the test?
Well, it did in these human cells in culture, but it didn't increase the oxidants. So, normally when you are exercising or something, you're using more oxygen, but there are ways to keep that in, keep the side products, the oxidants, from going up. And in this case, you didn't get more oxidants, but you got more oxygen utilization. But I should put in a caveat here. I don't want everybody to go out and pop methylene blue pills. There's so much to do more. We haven't done, you need to do mouse experiments, and you need to do all sorts of things before people start popping it.
Sure.
But it's aging. I used to know the dozen people in the world who are any good who are working on aging, and now there's thousands of bright young people, the field is ripe, and we're, as you understand mechanism, there are always ways to intervene. And so people are hitting it from every direction, and this is, all I want to say is, methylene blue is one promising thing, but it's coming from many directions. But one shouldn't go overboard, and you tell people, X is good for them. 5% of the population is going to poison themselves by taking too much.
Too much, right? Because our culture is one that if some is good, more is better.
Yeah. And Mae West said too much of a good thing is wonderful, but she was thinking about sex and not biochemicals. So,
yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
but the implications between oxygen consumption, could it be said that the mitochondria is working more efficiently, and that's why there's a greater degree of oxygen being used, or does it have nothing to do with that at all?
Well, it's complicated. I don't want to go into all the biochemistry. People can read our paper if they're technically inclined. And what I'd like to talk to you about is, so I would say methylene blue is a lead. There's all sorts of intriguing information in the literature about it.
Okay.
And I think I hope this is a stimulus for a lot of people working on it. And I think they're going to find all sorts of interesting things. You know, college kids used to give it to their friends so they pee out blue urine. But you don't want to overdo it.
Right.
And you don't want to give too high a dose, because 1 to 2 milligrams per kilo is the dose they use for therapeutics. But you start getting up to 6 or 7 milligrams per kilo, and you can start to get toxic effects.
Well, and also, doesn't methylene blue interact with UV light to some degree and actually can cause some toxicity?
So when it gets into the body, it gets reduced to the colorless form.
Okay.
So in the body, it's colorless, and then it oxidizes when it sees oxygen.
Gotcha.
So it's not, you don't have to worry too much about UV light.
Okay.
Anyway, so now I'd like to tell you about a big breakthrough we think we've made in understanding aging.
Okay.
And that is at the interface between nutrition and aging. So to run your metabolism, you need fuel, a fat and carbohydrate, and you burn that in the mitochondria to make energy, ATP, and you're making kilos of that every day. But in addition, you need about 40 micronutrients, and these are the substances that your enzymes need to do your metabolism. And there are about 15 minerals, magnesium, iron, calcium, zinc, copper, etc. And then there are about 15 vitamins, and those get made into coenzymes, or in a few cases into hormones. And then there are two essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, which you get mainly from deep sea fish, and the omega-6s. And then there are about 8 essential amino acids, which you get from protein. So you don't get any one of these 40 and you die. Okay. And what we know, but it's not on a firm scientific foundation. What we know is how much you need to keep from dying. Vitamin C, 10 milligrams a day will keep you from dying. But what the optimum amount of vitamin C is more guesswork. And that's true for all the micronutrients. So committees get together and they decide, well, what should be the recommended dietary allowance? But there's a lot of guessing in there because they don't have a pathology. And what we think is that we've started to understand this, and we think we know what the pathology is. And it's the same, in a way, for all the micronutrients. What it is, that if you don't have enough, it ages you faster. And that's what I'd like to tell you about.
Yes, please.
Because, one, the country's eating lousy diets. People are filling up with sugary soft drinks and white bread and donuts and all sorts of things.
And highly refined foods with lots of chemicals that we shouldn't
eat. Up, but they don't have the micronutrients you need. You need to eat a very balanced diet and no empty calories if you're going to get all your micronutrients. And people are not doing that. I think that's one of the reasons they're getting fat. Anyway, so why do I think that? Well, first of all, I got onto it because a fellow named Jim McGregor came to my lab, and he had just stumbled on the fact that when he made mice deficient in folic acid, which is one of the vitamins, it broke their chromosomes. So he was getting a lot of broken chromosomes, just like you get from radiation. And so he stumbled on this. He did dose response and made sure that was really the cause. And folia is a Latin word for leaf. So folic acid was first isolated by my mentor at Caltech when I got my PhD. But before I was there, he first isolated folic acid from 4 tons of spinach. So it's something you get from your greens.
Mm-hmm.
And so folic acid is important in metabolism. It moves one carbon unit around and is involved with a number of enzymes. And you don't get enough folic acid, your chromosomes start breaking. And so McGregor had just found this out when he came to my lab, and I put a few students to working out the mechanism, which they did, in collaboration with him. He wasn't a biochemist. And then he looked in people, and he found most people were fairly low level of chromosome breaks, but one guy had huge levels of chromosome breaks. He had found this fellow before he stumbled on the folic acid. And then he tested him after he discovered this folic acid business to see if he was low in folic acid. He was very low. So he gave him folic acid, and his chromosome breaks came right down to normal. And then they started going up again because he had just given him a pulse of folic acid. And then he put him on folic acid permanently. And so, and then I looked up what his blood level of folic acid was when this fellow was getting chromosome breaks, and half the poor were at that level. So that was kind of a slap across the face to me. Hey, this stuff is really important.
Right.
Why are people worrying about a part per billion of pesticide, which didn't seem very plausible anyway? And here you had something really serious. So I started working on all the micronutrients. And so we took human cells and culture, or mice in some cases, and made them slightly deficient in a half a dozen different micronutrients. In every case, we got DNA damage. In some cases, we got oxidants being produced by the mitochondria in addition to the DNA damage when we looked. And so I kept on thinking, why is nature doing this? And then one day it hit me that that's exactly what nature wants. The micronutrients, the 15 minerals, aren't spread evenly through the world. High iron soils are red, and then the low iron soils. They're high selenium areas and low selenium areas. So nothing is spread evenly. The vitamins aren't spread evenly in plants. So animals, I think, were always running out of micronutrients.
Hmm.
So let's take magnesium. Half the U.S. is really low in magnesium. And magnesium is in the center of the chlorophyll molecule. So the chlorophyll molecule is green, and anything you eat that's green has a nice dose of magnesium in it. So you eat a big plate of spinach, you're getting your magnesium for the day. But if you don't, you don't.
Right.
And people aren't eating enough greens. So when you don't eat your greens, you don't get enough folic acid, you don't get enough magnesium, and you don't get enough vitamin K, all of which are very important. And the country's short of vitamin K, they're short of magnesium, they're short of folic acid, because they're not eating their greens. Now, you get other substances. From deep sea fish, you get your omega-3 fatty acids. And from meat, you get a little bit of iron and B12. Anyway, all these, you need a balanced diet. So, anyway.
Now, let me ask you a question before.
Let me just finish that one thought.
Go ahead.
So anyway, we looked about a half a dozen different micronutrients and either made mice deficient. We made iron, mice deficient in iron, or we made human cells and culture deficient. We always got DNA damage. And so then, in thinking about what the reason could be for this, one day it hit me that throughout all of evolution, animals have been running out of micronutrients. And what happens when you get lower and lower in your magnesium? At some point, you'll die. But what nature does before then is it rebalances your metabolism. What it does is it starves all your metabolism that's only going to have long-term effects so you can survive. Because what nature really wants you to do is survive, so then maybe you can reproduce a little bit and maybe you'll find the missing magnesium. And so, but the problem is, so you may look perfectly normal, but if you're not eating a perfect balanced diet, basically you're aging faster. Because all these long-term things are things that normally come with aging. And so we're proving this from every direction. Now, I can't say I've convinced the nutrition community. I have to publish a lot more. But in my own mind, I've convinced myself that it's certainly going to
be true. And it's interesting because I was at a meeting the other day, and a gentleman, a doctor, stood up and was pointing at potassium deficiencies.
The whole country is short of potassium.
I want to talk about this. We have to take I'm getting signaled here. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up on this. I want to talk a little bit more about these different micronutrients that are lacking. And it's clear that these, we know, on this show I talk about it all the time, it's the food that we eat today that is the reason for disease.
It's a disaster.
Oh, exactly. So stay tuned. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames. We're going to give you some good information about how to protect yourself against some of these issues. We'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear, this ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames. We're talking about strategies to help you live longer. Nutritional strategies, the easiest things to change is the way you eat. Dr. Ames, I was at a meeting a couple weeks ago, and I met an interesting physician named Dr. Easley, and I'm going to have him on the show. We're just trying to work out the schedule. And he came up with some theories about what's going on in the country, and kind of in the area that you're talking about here. And he was pointing at the imbalance between potassium and sodium, and that our food is very, very high in sodium and blanched of potassium. And he actually pointed at, he was, as an example, he was giving how they grow lettuce today, that they use these special fields that are actually covered with salt, because salt is a natural preservative. So by getting the lettuce to pull a lot of sodium in when they cut it, it actually has a longer shelf life, and it displaces the potassium. Any information on that in your research?
Well, people aren't, potassium, all greens and veggies and fruit have potassium in it. That's what nature uses, and nature needs sodium, but it doesn't have that much in it. But sodium is also tasty, and we like it, and but prepared food have a lot of sodium. You get a tomato juice, and it's just filled with salt, and they did experiments in Japan, or maybe it was Taiwan, where they put the salt shaker and they put some potassium in it, as well as sodium, mixture. And the people got a lot less sick, and all sorts of degenerative disease of aging seemed better. So everybody was short of potassium. And they don't put potassium in a vitamin pill because it would make it too big. So the vitamin pill, the multivitamins, don't have enough potassium, magnesium, or calcium because it would make the pill too big. So you need to make sure you have a good source of calcium and magnesium. Now, you can buy a calcium-magnesium pill. You need about 2-to-1. And then if you eat a banana, you're getting 500 milligrams of potassium. But most people aren't eating enough fruit and veggies.
Right. So,
and you shouldn't overdo on the sodium because that's a risk factor for heart disease. Yeah.
Right. And then obviously the prevalence of processed foods, which don't have the natural balances and presence of these types of nutrients.
Yeah.
Which, that's a real big problem right there.
Yeah. If you want to improve your health, eat more greens and fruit, and don't eat any processed food, no sugary soft drinks. That's 40 grams of sugar. That's the leading source of calories in the United States.
Sure.
And it fills you up, and you don't get your micronutrients. Now, you could take a multivitamin mineral as insurance, and I think that's a good idea. I have an Italian wife, and I eat a wonderful Mediterranean diet, but I take a multivitamin mineral as insurance. But on the other hand, a multivitamin mineral doesn't have enough potassium, magnesium, and calcium.
Or folate.
It would make it too big, and it doesn't have omega-3s, which you get from deep sea fish. So you need to do that. And then people are eating too much meat relative to fish. So fish gives you omega-3s and doesn't have all that extra iron. Men are getting too much iron, though women tend to, menstruating women tend to be short of iron. And so it's not rocket science, and it takes a little thinking, but your mom told you the right thing. Eat your veggies and don't pig out on me.
Yeah. I want to go back to something about iron. I noticed that, and not to bring up methylene blue again, but I noticed that methylene blue increases something called heme. Isn't that iron we're talking about?
Heme.
Heme.
Heme is the form of iron. There's a little cage made, it's a porphyrin cage with an iron in the center, and that's heme, the red color that carries the oxygen in the blood. And then chlorophyll is the green color. It's a porphyrin cage with a magnesium in it, and that's involved in photosynthesis. So both are good for you, but you don't want to overdo it. So too much red meat, all the epidemiology suggests it's not healthy.
But now you said, I want to go back to something. You said that men are too high in iron because we don't menstruate. Isn't there some linkage between iron and damage to DNA?
Yeah, so we did a study in mice of the whole range of iron. Too little iron is bad for you. Your mitochondria suffer and they pour out oxygen radicals. They age faster. And too much iron does the same thing, I think, because it's probably helping to keep out the zinc or copper that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So metals, there's a window. You don't want too much and you don't want too little. Now, some of the B vitamins, you can take high dose and it won't hurt you, or vitamin C, but metals, you don't really want to overdo the selenium or iron or copper.
And I'm actually preparing to do a show about this, and that's why I wanted to bring that up. Mm-hmm. I'm preparing to do a show about the importance of giving blood periodically, and also postmenopausal women who stop menstruating, they tend to start building up in iron and metals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important to give blood once in a while because that helps flush some of those irons out of your body.
Well, that's one solution. But, again, the main thing is not to eat too much red meat. Again, I'm not a vegetarian or anything, though vegetarians tend to be healthy. But vegetarians could be short of vitamin B12 or B6. So vegetarians have to think about what they're eating, too. But in any case, too much red meat is bad for you. So chicken is better, or the meats that don't have so much heme.
Now, when DNA is damaged, can it be repaired by correcting?
Most 99% of the damage to your DNA is repaired, but it's that 1% that gets through that gets converted to a mutation, and once you have the mutation, then it's irreversible, and it's taking the wrong base pair in that sequence, and that some of those mutations show up as cancer years down the road.
So it's important to minimize the damage to DNA overall.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I remember reading about folate
and
its linkage to cancers for that reason.
So what we think is when you're short of any micronutrient, it gives you DNA damage because that's one of the areas of metabolism that you're starving. So
is it adequate just to eat a balanced diet, or are there target amounts of these nutrients that we should be shooting for?
Well, we don't really know the optimum. That's what we're developing, is methods to do in people so you can measure that. And we're looking at mitochondrial mutation. We're looking at chromosome breaks, all sorts of things in people. And then we're looking at things relevant to heart disease. So we think that the trick is to measure short-term indicators of long-term dysfunction. So, for example, DNA damaged rate goes up, that means cancer is going to come down the road. And if your calcification of the arteries goes up, it means you're going to get heart disease down the road. And so there are short-term things you can measure, and we know that calcification of the arteries comes from not enough vitamin K or not enough vitamin D. And that's a direct risk factor for heart disease. And yet, there are all these people with calcification of the arteries who are short of vitamin K. Half the country is short of vitamin K. So when you look at micronutrient inadequacies, we're, it's all over the place, not just the poor. Now, the poor are eating the worst diets, and I think that's one of the reasons the poor are getting fat faster. Maybe they're hungry all the time. That has to be proven. But suppose when you're getting lower and lower in magnesium, the body makes you hungry. But the diet they're eating doesn't have any magnesium in it, so they keep on eating and fill up and get fat. Mm-hmm. So at least that's an idea I have. I have to prove it, and it's still speculative. But
are you going to be working on this? Is this a study that you're going to get a grant for and work on? Or
One of my colleagues is working on this kind of thing, and he has a very good mouse model of obesity, and he's figuring out a lot about obesity.
Interesting.
But grants now are impossible because money is so short in science that if you're doing anything too innovative, you can't get funded.
No.
So it's only very defined few percent advances. So if you want to turn over an existing theory or open up a new continent, you can't get funded for that.
Right.
So I've been funding a lot of my research out of my own pocket recently.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing. Before we close the interview, I just wanted to ask you one other question to kind of go back to methylene blue for a moment. It's something I failed to ask you earlier in the interview. Methylene blue in some research has been shown to increase cognition. Do you think it's a result of the efficiency of the mitochondria, or do you think there's another pathway?
Yeah. Now, we did some work some years ago showing that mitochondria decay. It was known mitochondria would decay with age, and we found a few substances we could feed to old rats that made their mitochondria in the old rats look more like mitochondria in young rats. They didn't put out so many oxidants, and they worked more efficiently. These were lipoic acid and acetylcarnitine. I should say that I formed, the university took out a patent on this, and I formed a company called Juvenon that sells these things over the web, but I put all my stock in a foundation, so I have no financial interest in it, but anyway.
It's Juvenon?
Juvenon. You can find them on the web.
And, okay.
And so it makes old rats run, do IQ tests better, gives them more energy and all these things. We did a lot of biochemistry on all of this. But humans, we have to do more clinical trials, but one was successful on hypertension and others are in progress. So I'm very optimistic that people are going to live a lot longer. I mean, we've increased life expectancy about 30 years over from 1900 to 2000, and I think it's going to be even more this next century.
Right.
But you have to behave. If you smoke, it's 10 years off your life. If you eat bad diets, it's probably another big chunk off your life.
Well, and the other thing you want to avoid is polypharmacy. If you're on, the key to longevity, it's not just adequate enough to live longer. You have to be actually involved in life. In my humble opinion, I don't want to live to be 100 if I'm stuck in a chair staring at a wall. I want to be actively involved in life.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful of polypharmacy as well, because that destroys the kidneys and the liver and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So, again, you keep active. The head of my institute walked into my office in December and said, "Bruce, I'm depressed." And he's one of these ebullient guys who's always lively and bright and everything. I said, "Bert, what's wrong?" And he said, "I just turned 70. I said, "Bert, I just turned 80. We're just going to have to take life one decade at a time." And so I'm doing the best science of my career. I'm 80, and I think this whole, I call this the triage theory about that built into our metabolism is a rebalancing, and you preferentially keep your micronutrients in those enzymes that are going to keep you alive. But the trade-off is you accelerate the degenerative disease of aging.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a really important thing, have a huge impact on public health, and we're trying to prove it from every direction.
Well, listen, Dr. Ames, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day to do this interview today for Superhuman Radio.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
and remember, tell people, don't overdo it. Oscar Wilde said, "I can resist anything but temptation." And he also said, moderation in all things, even moderation, but you don't want to overdo it. So, but a multivitamin mineral won't hurt anybody.
No, and absolutely not.
Make sure you have your calcium and particularly magnesium, and get a little fish oil, and don't overdo it, the red meat, and no sugary soft drinks and white things. Not too many potatoes, and not too much white rice, and not too much white bread. Eat whole grain bread and things like that, and you'll be fine.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Ames. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap up the show. I've got some other announcements to make. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, this methylene blue is pretty interesting stuff, and the irony is that you can get it on the internet. I mean, it's not necessarily a controlled substance. It comes in a variety of different forms, in powders and tinctures and liquids and so on and so forth. And so anybody who's interested in methylene blue, you can actually go and do some research. I believe if you search for this particular study, it's called Methylene Blue Delays Cellular Senescence and Enhances Key Mitochondrial Biochemical Pathways. And it was published by the Nutrition and Metabolism Center at Children's Hospital, Oakland Research Institute in Oakland, California, which is where Dr. Ames is stationed now and does his research from. You can read it. And as he said, 1 milligram to 2 milligrams per kilogram seems to be the effective dose without going crazy. And if, in fact, it really works and produces an effect on the mitochondria, increases cognition, it keeps you from aging faster and so on and so forth, it might be something worth your time in investigating. And like I said, there's plenty of it on the Internet if you want to buy it. It's really cheap. I mean, you could buy, I think it was a kilo of it for about $14. Now, I don't know how pure that is and whether it's putting it in your mouth is going to make you sick, and you have to do that research yourself. But it's out there, and I'm going to start digging around for more information as well. The other thing I wanted to mention was we've done several shows on myostatin in the past, and a lot of people have thought that a myostatin inhibitor would cause muscles to grow dramatically in adult, full-grown adult men. And I have decried, I have said that the only way myostatin works is when there's a downregulation in myostatin in concert with an upregulation in mechanogrowth factors and IGF and insulin-like growth factors. And when both of those happen and the switch is on for growth, as it is when a species or organism is going from infancy to maturity, that myostatin can cause muscles to grow dramatically. Now, in older adult examples of humans or rats or whatever, reducing myostatin does not necessarily cause the same level of growth as it does in that infant to maturity growth phase. And there's a study that was just published that is called Monitor of the Myostatin Autocrine Action During Differentiation of Embryonic Chicken Myoblasts in the Myotubes, Effects of IGF-1. And it was performed by the Laboratory of Reproductive Physiology and Biotechnology over in Kyushu University in Japan. And sure enough, what they found out was that myostatin in and of itself does not work as effectively as it would or as it does when IGF-1 is elevated. So for those of you who are searching for muscle growth by reducing myostatin, if that's all you do, you will not see the results that you're looking for. We talked about it when Fulstaxin was first introduced, and I said, you know, Fulstaxin will reduce myostatin, but if you don't increase growth factors simultaneously, you're not going to see the result. And a lot of people thought I was wrong. And the people who are buying myostatin peptides, propeptides right now and using them, if you're not using them in conjunction with growth factors that are either elevating IGF-1 and MGF, like with growth hormone, because those are metabolites of growth hormone, or if you're actually using the isolated peptides themselves, mechanogrowth factors and IGF-1, long R3, you're not going to see the results that you expect from the money you're investing on reducing myostatin. So there you go. There's studies out there. My theory has been proven. I feel vindicated. Anyway, okay. So there you go. We're done with the show. Hope that you learned something. Dr. Ames is an amazing scholar. I was very happy that he took the time to come on the show today. I feel very privileged to have been able to talk with him. And hopefully you can watch your micronutrients and nutritional protocols. Eat clean, like we always talk about. Eat clean as possible. Shop at the periphery of your grocery store. Don't go up and down the aisles where the processed food is. And look into methylene blue. And let me know how it works for you. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we will see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.